The shutdown of pubs and clubs has silenced the pokies. Gamblers and their families are saving at least $34 million every day that the pokies remain inaccessible. Poker machines are the biggest source of harm from gambling, with 3 in 4 people adversely affected by gambling, principally using poker machines. A campaign is growing to use the enforced break to rethink our attitude to this addictive form of gambling. Rob Osborne has more.
Anna Barnsley is a former pokies addict and now a lived experience advocate, campaigning against gambling harm. Her struggle with pokie addiction began during a period in her life when she was experiencing marital and other difficulties. Here she is describing the initial attraction of the pokie environment.
My personal experience was that the machine took me to another place. It settled me down. I went that first night with a lot of agitation, and I went in and I put money in the machine and I pressed the buttons and the symbols went around. And as the music played and the symbols and the noises and the sounds and even the smell that's pumped into the actual venue all calmed me down and kept me there.
This view of the deliberately addictive nature of the machines and the pokie environment is shared by Tim Costello, spokesperson for the Alliance for Gambling Reform.
It's the machine. The machine is built for addiction, and we know this beyond doubt now with the dopamine in the brain released when you are playing the machine that hits the pleasure centre with the force of cocaine.
Pubs and clubs have now been closed for 6 weeks. During that time, almost $1.5 billion would have been gambled away on the pokies. Are there any obvious benefits due to the closures? Anna Bardsley again.
I have a friend who told me of a family member who had been having a lot of trouble with the pokies, couldn't pay her bills, didn't have enough money often for food for her family, and was constantly asking to borrow money. And now that when the pokies closed down, she was so relieved that she didn't have to deal with that anymore. And at Easter, I met my friend at the street and we talked about it. She had a beam on her face from ear to ear because her family member had enough money for the first time in years to happily buy Easter eggs for her children, put food on the table, pay bills, all of those things.
Despite the well-documented social and psychological damage inflicted on individuals and society by gambling on the pokies, the clubs frequently point to their charitable activities, claiming their financial support for local social and sporting activities justifies the continuing dependence on poker machine revenues. Tim Costello emphatically disagrees.
Oh, look, I think that argument's nonsense. We have a very clear test case, and that's Western Australia. There's no pokies outside the casino over there. And yet Western Australia's community facilities, recreation facilities, community participation is higher than the eastern states, where clubs have monopolised the notion that we bring you community, and the cost is these predatory machines, pokies, where, by the way, 50 cents in every dollar going through them comes from someone addicted. And what that means is not only don't they have free choice, but it leads to crime, marriage breakup, domestic violence, mental health. So this colonising of the argument, we bring you community and you lose that by the clubs, is a nonsense. Western Australia proves it.
The Alliance for Gambling Reform is collaborating with campaigning group GetUp to keep the pokies closed permanently. A policy recently implemented by the ACT government offers a way to gradually phase out pokies completely. Tim Costello again.
Well, the fog of the health crisis, COVID, has shown another fog that was in our brains, the addiction crisis with pokies, $14 billion a loss from pokies a year, because we have 20% of the world's pokies, and that's why we're the greatest gambling losses of any nation in the world, by 30% over the nation that comes second. So ACT said, we're going to buy back the licences. We're offering clubs $15,000 per machine, and we're going to retire those machines and get them out of circulation and stop the damage from that addiction that they're causing.
Anna Bardsley also thinks that the forced interruption of gambling on the pokies should be used as an opportunity to reconsider their role in Australian society.
It'd be wonderful if they never opened again, not necessarily for the businesses, but for the people and for the people of Australia. I would like to see some serious conversations had about how to change the way the gambling industry has captured Australia, that they have almost free reign.
Anna Bardsley, ending that report from Rob Osborne.